Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا سبقوا إنهم لا يعجزون وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدو الله وعدوكم وآخرين من دونهم لا تعلمونهم الله يعلمهم وما تنفقوا من شيء في سبيل الله يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون.
Beloved brothers, respected elders, these are ayat from Surah Al-Anfal. These ayat are found in the 10th juz, 10th para of the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the disbelievers should never think that they have surpassed, that they have escaped, that they have got away. They should never ever have this thought. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُعْجِزُونَ. Verily they cannot frustrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They cannot make Allah ta'ala helpless. Innahum la yu'jizun. These ayat were revealed after the battle of Badr, when some of the kuffar, we know many kuffar were, many of the leaders of the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were killed in Badr. Many were taken prisoner, 70 were taken prisoner. But there were some of these leaders who somehow or the other, they escaped from the battlefield, they escaped and they apparently seem to have got away from the crimes that they had committed, untold crimes in Makkah Mukarramah before, as well as the fact that they were now waging war against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they felt maybe they got away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this believers should never consider, should never think that they have sabaku, that they have got away, that they have escaped, that they have got out of the grip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُعْجِزُونَ. They cannot frustrate Allah, they cannot oppose Allah, they cannot make Allah ta'ala helpless. So similarly, those enemies of the ummah, those who are perpetrating genocide, zulm, oppression, murdering women, children, and perpetrating all these types of oppression, Allah Ta'ala says they should never ever think that they have got away. No matter what the scenario seems to us on the outside, but they can never ever get away from this. They can never get away from the reckoning in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They might get away from the ICC or the ICJ, but in the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will never ever get away. So either they will be taken to task in this world by the grip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or definitely in the akhirat, there is going to be at the day of justice, the day of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that time when that little child will be presented in the court of Allah, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, when that little innocent child will be asked, that for what sin were you murdered? بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, and then that murderer will be brought into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and justice will definitely take place. Immediately after this ayat, and this ayat, as I said, was revealed after the battle of Badr. Allah Ta'ala had given them, the believers, victory through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever means they used, whatever they had, they used that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares them for the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayat, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ, that prepare for these enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever you are able of strength. مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ, whatever you are able of strength, prepare for them. So this is the tawakkul that we are taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever preparation needs to take place has to take place. We have to prepare ourselves physically, prepare the means that we will use for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But without relying on these things, relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we execute whatever we need to execute, or we do whatever we have to do. So Allah ta'ala says, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ, prepare for them, for these enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ, whatever you are able, whatever is within your capacity, مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So even if it may not be to the standard of whatever possess, or whatever weapons and technology and etc. that the enemies may possess, but whatever is in your ability, you should do. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ, whatever you are able, مِنْ قُوَّةٍ, of power, of strength, whatever you are able of strength. Allah Ta'ala says, it's very general, prepare for them whatever you are able of quwwat, of strength, of power. This ayat is very general. All types of power, all types of strength are included under the purview of this ayat of the Quran Sharif. Intellectual power, intellectual strength, physical power, power with regards to technological power, economic power, whatever, all the asbab of quwwat, whatever means of quwwat you can prepare. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ, prepare for them whatever you are able of strength, power with regards to knowledge, expertise. So وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ, and also Allah Ta'ala says, and prepare for them those steeds of war, or those horses of war, which are normally tied up and trained and allotted for the sake of jihad, and specified for the sake of jihad. Prepare for them مِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, أَلَا إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ الرَّمْيُ. Listen carefully, this quwwat that Allah Ta'ala is talking about here is referring to rami, or shooting arrows in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Archery. أَلَا إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ الرَّمْيُ. Because that was one of the most effective tools or one of the most effective modes and weapons of war at that time, it was the archery. But all our ulama, our mufassireen, they explain that all modes of warfare can be included under the purview of this ayat. Whatever is the most effective. So whether it's guns, whether it's bombs, or missiles, or the expertise, that knowledge to manufacture these kind of weapons, all that, whatever you are able, of quwwat, of strength, all these things are included under the purview of this ayat. Whether it's physical strength, preparing yourself physically, that is why we'll find that amongst our, even our akabirin, our senior ulama, at times, when they used to, even their walk, the walk that they would do after Fajr Salah, when they would do their walk for the Fajr Salah, their niyat, they would make a niyat for that as well. Not just physical health, that's also a great niyat, that you're doing it, that body is an amanat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with, and you are taking care of your physical health, that also is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's also a great intention as well. But they would also make the niyat of i'adad, of preparing this ayat, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَى. Prepare for them whatever you are able of quwwat, of power. They would also make the niyat of preparing themselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they can make amal on this ayat. After all, the Quran Sharif is addressed to us like it was addressed to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. How are we making amal on these ayat of the Quran Sharif? How are we practicing on these ayat of the Quran Sharif? So, in our daily exercise routine, and each one of us should have a routine of exercise, like we have a routine for tilawat of the Quran Sharif, a time for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we structure our lives according to our five daily salah, there should also be a time for our daily exercise routine, or a few times a week at least, but also make this niyat, that I am also making amal on this ayat, that I am preparing myself. I am preparing myself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prepare for them whatever you are able of strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most appreciative. This ayat will also be included. This niyat of yours will also be included under this ayat. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ. Once, Hazrat Mawlana Qari Tayyib Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, who was for many years the principal of Darul Uloom Dioban, he once went to the room of Hazrat Shaykhul Hind, Mawlana Mahmudul Hasan Sahib, rahmatullahi, who was the first student of Darul Uloom Dioban. So he happened to enter, when he got permission and entered into Hazrat's room, he found him that he had a sword in hand and he was practicing swordsmanship. So he said this was the spirit of jihad that he had in his life. And he mentioned that this was his passion and this was his zeal of fulfilling this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So prepare for them whatever you are able of strength. And it is well known about him, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi says that as a young student, we used to accompany Hazrat Shaykhul Hind, Mawlana Mahmudul Hasan rahmatullahi, and at times he would go swimming in the ponds, and at times running, hunting, and these were his activities, and those students who could swim, they would join him. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi says, me as a youngster at that time, I couldn't swim, but I used to go into the pond on one side, and observe my ustad, training, and exercising, and preparing. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. Prepare for them whatever you are able of strength. What i'adad are we making? What preparations are we making? Prepare for them whatever you are able of strength. When we see the massacre and the genocide and the oppression around us, then this should spur us on to making amal on these ayat of the Quran Sharif. Prepare for them whatever you are able of strength. وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. And those horses that are tied up, so it can refer to all types of transport that is required. Tanks and submarines and aircraft. We prepare that or at least work towards it, train our children, encourage our children to become experts in these fields, so that they may also become inventors, and they may provide these for the purpose of assisting the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمِن رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَكُمْ. And why do you prepare all of this? Is it to gain the wealth of this world? To gain the wealth of dunya? No. The purpose is so that you may instill fear by means of it into the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ. The enemies of Allah and your enemies, the enemies of mankind, those who are guilty of these kinds of genocide and oppression and zulm, by means of this i'adad, you will instill fear into them. وَعَدُوَّكُمْ and وَآخَرِينَ مِن دُونِهِمْ and others besides them who you do not know. The munafiqeen, hypocrites, you may know some enemy, they may be very clear, very, but there are others hidden in the background. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ you may not know them. Allah knows them. اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows them. So this was the passion and the zeal that our ulama, that our akabirin had for the sake of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآخَرِينَ مِن دُونِهِمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَهُمْ Hazrat, it is mentioned about Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind, Mawlana Mahmud al-Hassan sahab, as I said, rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the first student of Darul Uloom Deoband. Then on one occasion, a person by the name of Mawlana Uzair Gul and him, they went to the Qabristan to go and visit the grave of another great luminary and one of the main founders of Darul Uloom Deoband, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi, rahmatullah alayhi. So when they came by the qabr of Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi, rahmatullah alayhi, so Mawlana Uzair Gul mentioned to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind, Mawlana Mahmud al-Hasan, that, oh Hazrat, you also must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your resting place should also be here by your ustad, that you also should be buried here by your ustad. So Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind, Mawlana Mahmud al-Hasan sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, he kept quiet, he kept silent for a little while. And then he said no. So he said, Hazrat, he's your ustad, your sheikh, such a pious personality. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will be descending over you. How nice if you are buried by your ustad. He said, no. He said, my wish is that I should be killed in the battlefield. I should be killed in the battlefield with my head severed, with my head on one side of my body, and my feet and my legs on the other side of the body. So this was a zeal that they had for jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned about Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Mahmud al-Hasan Gangohi, rahmatullahi alayhi, that he would get up early before Fajr time. Obviously he read his tahajjud, but before Fajr, he would go into the courtyard and he would be walking up and down, and keeping this ayat of the Quran Sharif in mind, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ prepare for them whatever you are able of strength, making amal upon this ayat of the Quran Sharif. Similarly, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, it is well known about him that he was an expert also in stick fighting, and he would do all his work on his own. He would get even the water that was required for the house, he would go out and retrieve it himself. He would go and get it. All his work he would do on his own. And this was all to build that strength and that capacity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Al-mu'minu al-qawiyu khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-mu'min al-da'if. The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the weak believer. So one is spiritual strength, but Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi explains this hadith like this. He said this according to the authorities of hadith, refers to physical strength. Al-mu'minul qawi, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, because of the service that he can do for the ummah, for the weak, for the oppressed, for mankind. Al-mu'minul qawi khair, is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. And in both of them there is goodness. In both of them there is goodness, whether it's a strong believer or a weak believer, both have goodness in them. But the strong believer has an advantage. He can do much more for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayat continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that whatever you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now obviously, for this i'dad and this preparation, you'll have to start spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is your physical strength, your physical exercise is not much to spend there. Also a very important aspect that we must not overlook is that we should not do our exercise routine, etc., in such an environment where we are going to destroy ourselves spiritually. So a person, for example, goes into a gym environment where the music is blasting on the one hand. On the other hand, we find males and females all clad in a manner, all dressed in a manner that opposes the Sharia, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now on the one hand, what sense does it make? That a person physically, his muscles may be bulging and he may be very strong physically, but spiritually he is killing himself. What kind of use is that kind of person going to be to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is going to lead to the weakness of iman. It's going to lead to the a weak connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should look, be careful to the as to the environment that he goes to. Look for some alternative, perhaps a gym where there's none of these evils prevalent. Look for some alternative, or create alternatives for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. As I said, whatever now you're going to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously, to learn weapons, you need to buy a license, you need to buy a gun, you need to buy bullets, you need to go to the shooting range, you need to shoot, you need to take out some time. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. But all this with the niyat of i'dad, whatever you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ, it will be paid back to you in full. يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ. And this is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beauty of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all avenues of goodness, that whatever you spend, يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ, it will be paid back to you in full. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ, you will not be oppressed in the least, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you much more than what you expected. Allah ta'ala will replace it in dunya, and if not in dunya, then definitely in the akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace you with much better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq of making amal and preparing our youngsters and our youth for this as well. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.